I've got Javier in the studio. Good morning.
Buenos dias. How are you?
I'm good. So Javier is one of our DJs and our committee as well. But we're not here to talk about the radio. You're involved with the... you call yourselves a Palestinian support group?
Yeah. Well, the Feingaroa Palestinian Support. That's the...
Yep. And there's an exhibition starting tomorrow.
Yes. We have all the artwork is in my van at the moment, and we're going to install it this morning.
Okay, so that's and it's going to go through what, till Christmas?
Not only till the 21st, till Saturday. So starting tomorrow.
Oh yeah. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday set for a short one.
Yeah, it's a short one, you know. Yeah. And on Saturday will be the live auction.
Okay, and just tell us a little bit of the story about it. Like, who? There seems to be a lot of artists.
Yeah, well, we put a call for to make an exhibition and an auction, art auction, and I made a call to the local artist, and it was just overwhelming, the response, you know. We have maybe, I don't know, more than 30 works, you know, and all are donated by local artists, and some of the works are just amazing. Mind you, I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah.
Because they're still packed, and some of them were just delivered yesterday. So, and it is, I don't know if the room will be big enough for all the work that we have, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, let me see. So this is an important question. Based on the storm that I've just seen on our last post about the Palestinian issue on social media, the money's going where?
The money is going to the... It's a group called PANSMA, which is the Palestinian Association... Palestinian Australian New Zealand Medical Association. So basically, this goes for medical support in Gaza.
Okay, because, folks, if you haven't been on our Facebook, I think... Did we put that one on the notice board or something? Anyway, there's some fairly wild and unproven, obviously, accusations that money's going to Hamas for this other thing that we talked about.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to be really clear about this. You're probably not the person who's the connection to that organization within your group.
No, Gillian is the one who had the connection, but she did a bit of, you know, a long research to see which organization actually managed to send the money to the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
And apparently this Australian New Zealand Association, they are the ones, the medical association, are the ones who manage somehow to send the money there. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. So can we name some artists?
These are a lot.
Not all of them, just whatever comes to mind.
I don't know. Chris Meek, Elsa Lai, Martin Ten Broek, Louise Brooks, Wanda Barker, Gay Yurisic. She's actually from Hamilton. It's a few people from Hamilton that are donating. Diana Wells, Catherine Houston, Louise Debris, Richard Gemmel, Rodrigo Hill, Jesse Galloway, myself and Carolina, Janice Aboganis, another one, Hamilton, with a huge kind of photographs. Even some people, well, Stuart Shepherd is there, Janice and Monica, Claudia Girk, Suzanne Prince, David Loughlin, and that's some of the ones that
I'm hearing paintings, I'm hearing photography,
sculpture as well.
Sculpture, yeah.
Ceramics.
And yours is, you're famous for making posters. But
No, this one is some photographs that Caroline and I put together.
You know? Okay. Yeah. Are they from, it's not, you probably didn't go out and do a photo shoot?
No,
this one?
These are some photographs that we took some years ago, and it was the actual film, you know, and now they've been digitized, you know, but it was a film, and basically it's Black Sand, you know.
Okay.
So it's the title, it's a triptych, it's three images called West Coast.
Okay, all right. And who've you got doing the auction?
Actually, I'm going to give it a go myself.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how good I'll be at it, you know, but...
I might come along just for that.
Give it a go, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So this is at the old school. So It's on for 4 days, 18th to 21st. Presumably the auctions, is it at the end?
Well, no,
the,
it will
at the
be,
start?
We'll have a... People can put bids at any time.
Ah, right? Okay.
So we have a book in there.
Oh, so it's not a live auction necessarily.
It will be live on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
So basically people are able to put a bid in any work they like at any time between tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on Saturday, we'll go to the highest bid, and we start the live auction from there.
Okay.
So if it's no highest, obviously that's gone, you know. And otherwise, you know, we start from the highest, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've got to get some people along.
Yes. And actually, I think that room, I'm a bit concerned that the room at the old school might not be big enough, you know, because there is, I think it's a lot of expectation for that, you know.
Right.
And that will be a huge, beautiful problem, you know. Sometimes we have some problems that are difficult, but that will be a difficult, but it will be good to have many people there, you know.
Yeah. Well, they have a sound system at the old school, so you can set up a speaker and a microphone if you need to for people to hear you somewhere else, but the people somewhere else won't be able to see what's going on, will they?
Yeah, that's a difficult one, you know. And, well, we'll just wait and see what happens, you know. The worst that could happen is that we do it on the car park, you know, if it's enough people.
Yeah, true. Yeah. The weather might be okay if it's light today.
Yeah,
it could be fun. Yeah.
We'll be on Saturday at 6.
At 6 in the evening.
At 6 o'clock. And the old school is having the bar open, so you can have a bite and a drink if you want.
So the Raglan Area School exhibition's until today. Today's its last...
Actually, yesterday I went to check out about the hanging and how I'm going to organize all that today, and the work from the school were gone already.
Already gone, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's important to know that, because I was saying before that people might be able to see it, so...
No,
I was looking at the date.
Since yesterday was gone. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I better take that poster down over there as well. Javier, tell us about your personal motivations for this.
Well, I think there's a lot of us who are kind of, sad and frustrated about what's happening in Palestine, you know. And, you know, something that has been going since 1948, you know, and all of a sudden everything started for some people on the 7th of October of last year, you know, and it's something that has been going for a long time. It's a real occupation. It's colonialism at its worst, you know. If you look at the map of Palestine from 1948 to the map of today, you know, it's about 5% of the area, you know, so Israel has been slowly taking over, you know, putting more and more housing and that, and people from anywhere in the world, as long as they are Jewish, you know, they can come to Israel at any time and have a free house, you know. So it is quite an invasion that is going on, and at the moment it's more than that, it's genocide, you know, like total genocide, you know, destruction to the max.
So I'm going to take the position I'm thinking of, because we're getting some blowback on our post. What have you been? How long have you? What have you been reading? Or what's your source of information like?
Well,
I know you didn't know I was going to interrogate you when you got here, but I think we should talk about this a little bit.
Well, you can even see from the States, Democracy Now is a good spot, you know. I also listen and see the Al Jazeera, you know.
Yeah.
It is terrible, because I got, well, terrible in the sense that every morning when I wake up and I open my iPad, you know, the first thing that I got is some Al Jazeera news, you know. And every day is something like 20 more killed in a hospital, you know, 15 more killed in a school, you know, so many kids, you know. It's just, it's difficult to deal with, you know, and we feel, it's a lot of us here in Fangaroa and in the planet, you know, who want to do something about it, you know, because it seems like the United Nations and the international court, you know, they're good for nothing, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately, the US is backing Israel, so, and I don't think that's a very controversial statement. They have the power to stop it, but because they are the superpower on the planet.
Yeah, and supplying the weapons, you know, and so that's, if they stop that, you know, the whole thing will stop, you know. Yeah.
the thing, there's so much propaganda around, there's always propaganda around wars, like, and we should never be 100% confident about what we're reading. Certainly the mainstream media or big media in New Zealand is, I'm going to call them the establishment media, because they're behaving like an establishment organization. They're supporting our government's point of view, and our government is allied with the US and the UK. I kind of look away now from our news services in some ways. What are you seeing coming through?
Yeah, well, every now and then I just check the news, you know, like in either in the TV, you know, Channel 1 or Channel 3, you know, and it's always disappointing, you know. They always have the USA point of view, you know, and it is kind of the way they report is shameless, you know. I can't. It's difficult to deal with when you know that it's so many other media, you know?
I think we need to have, and I'm trying to work out how to deal with this, especially in light of what I said about people coming on and pushing their own viewpoints on our Facebook post. Like, you've got to have an understanding of propaganda and how power works. And once you get that, I mean, I got that from reading Noam Chomsky, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember the first time I read a book, I was like, this explains things in a way that the newspapers never explain things to me. I really feel like I understand why things are happening now. And it's a bit easier to look in history and the behavior of the US in history and areas that have become non-controversial now, like Vietnam. Like, it's widely acknowledged that they really were bad for Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's living in a very simple sentence. When you start to look at how a superpower maintains its power, you don't become a superpower by accident. And you don't become the biggest bully on the block by being nice to everybody.
Exactly.
And that's a very simple way of putting what I've picked up after like years of reading stuff. I expect that where the US is now, they're projecting power for a purpose, and having control and having effectively a massive army base in the Middle East is hugely beneficial to their power.
Yeah.
I'm working back from there. The people of Israel are somewhat pawns in this particular game. Even though what we're seeing, I mean, for people I know in Israel and their Facebook feeds, there's some pretty horrible things coming through there, like alarming pieces of propaganda that they're getting very emotionally invested. And it's not surprising, perhaps they're told they're under threat from terrorists.
Yeah, have you seen something that I strongly recommend to anyone? It's a film called Israelism, and it's free, and you can watch it in YouTube, and it really shows how they're manipulated, you know, how misinformed all the Israelis are, you know, and all the propaganda that they deal with since they're born, you know.
Yeah.
I strongly recommend if you want to see the Israeli point of view, you know, and that was put together by some Israelis who live in the USA, you know. So it is an interesting one to watch, you know.
So are they people who had the scales lifted from their eyes, for want of a better phrase?
Yes, you can say it that way, yes.
Yeah, and every war, every government on both sides of the war always puts out propaganda to their own people. That's the main purpose of their propaganda.
I wouldn't even call it a war, you know?
No, okay, but I'm talking generally speaking.
Right.
Yeah, for all wars everywhere.
Yeah.
There's never really been one where the leadership wasn't putting out propaganda to their own people to make sure that their own people were on board.
Yeah, look at Hitler, you know.
Well, he was,
Or Franco, you know.
Yeah, well, Hitler was the first that was really sophisticated with it.
Mm.
And now it is super sophisticated. So I'm just trying to figure out, because I see those arguments online and I see the comments people are making, and I know there's no point engaging with them at all on the issue of who said what and this and that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people throw their hands up in the air and say, well, I don't know, because the media is giving different media gives different stories.
Yeah.
And I say, you've got to build a mental map of the world that it takes into account how power works. And it's very, very much obvious that the people in Gaza have very little power. They can't leave. They get electricity and humanitarian supplies at the whim of the Israeli government.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. they, I don't know what else there is to say.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, it's terrible to see that. You know, one thing that you asked me before, and I just want to reinforce this, is you asked me about how do I get information, you know, and by speaking another language, you know, there is a really good podcast from Spain, you know, called La Base, which just keep really good information, you know. They are from the left, you know, and they claim to be from the left, you know, and the only thing that they promise is to be as accurate and as, you know, truthful as possible, you know, because every news is, you know, you can't be neutral, you know, and they... Well, there's that a lot clearly,
of
it, you know?
I think there's a lot of journalists who genuinely try to be neutral, but I think it's much better to state. It's much more honest to state your assumptions or state your beliefs up front.
Yeah,
this is where I come from. You can analyze what I say based on that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Rather than saying I'm neutral.
And there's another newspaper that I read every day, which is La Jornada, which is a Mexican one that is also very very well. It's another international news that I follow and give me different perspective to the ones that we see in the media in Aotearoa.
So coming from Mexico, is there a story about the way that the US has treated Mexico?
Well,
aside from stealing half of it.
Well, we have an old saying, you know, it's back from the 30s, you know, that say that Mexico has got two big problems. One is to be so far from God, and the other one is to be so close to the USA. So that's a kind of like funny way to put it. Yeah, but imagine having that as neighbors, you know. It is dangerous, you know, and like, for example, last year, according to some of the Mexican media, you know, 1 million weapons came illegally from the States to Mexico, you know? That's 1 million illegal guns and
how is that happening?
Well, that's... Is that a
systematic? There's someone... Is that a program?
Yeah, I think so, because they support, you know, in the USA, they are the ones who consume the drugs that come from Mexico. Mm. They used to mainly come from Colombia, you know, but now Mexico is the big dealers, you know. So they consume the drugs and the people from the States, well, the arms people, they sell the weapons to the Mexicans. And it's just so difficult to stop that, you know. Mm. It is a trade there that is totally unjust, you know. In one way, the victims are the USA people who consume the drugs because they are not very good at fentanyl, you know, is killing a lot of people, you know. But the actual war is happening in Mexico, you know. So the killing and stuff and you know, is happening there, you know. So it's not an easy neighbor to have.
We New Zealand's traditionally been an ally of the US, so people are comfortable with the US, like that it just affects perceptions. Different in Mexico?
Well, in Mexico it's difficult because the biggest trader in the USA right now is Mexico. So Mexico provides most of the cars, you know, they're built in Mexico now, you know.
Right.
The Ford Motor Company and the General Motor, you know, a lot of them.
So very, very intertwined.
Yeah, the biggest dealer, you know, the biggest commerce happening between for the USA is the Mexicans. And of course, 80% of the exports of Mexico go to the USA. So if that gets in trouble, which is going to get in trouble, apparently, according to Trump, you know, Mexico will be in big trouble.
Is the general population as trusting of the US as our general population is?
No.
I guess that's where I was going with that. That's what I was trying to find my way forward. I'm just trying to give people an idea of what it's like in other countries and how people view this kind of stuff when we're talking about Gaza.
Yeah, well, we it's very delicate, the situation, because they're our neighbors, you know, so you can't really, you know, go hard against them, you know. But yeah, there is a lot. And now with the Mexican president that we got at the moment, presidenta, that is, you know, and I think Mexico is becoming a lot less subservient to the USA as it used to be in the past, you know, since the last 6 years. Now it's the 7 year of a decent government who are not subservient to whatever the USA said, you know, because the previous governments in Mexico since the 40s have been, you know, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir to the USA, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, folks, we're talking to Javier, who's one of our DJs and a local artist who is part of the group doing the auction exhibition for Palestine. The money's going. Remind us where the money's going again.
The money's going to the Medical Association, which is a Palestinian Australian New Zealand Medical Association.
Okay, and it's happening from the 18th to the 21st. You've got half the art in your van at the moment.
Yeah.
Are you going to leave here and go and start to put it up? Ready?
Yeah, we're getting now to go to start mounting. I think at 10 o'clock they open the school.
Okay, and then 10 o'clock tomorrow morning the doors are open.
Yeah, the
for the public
will be open to the public from 10 to 2 every day of the week, and on Saturday we'll go from 10, and the live auction will be at 6 p.m.
Okay. And you've got all the artists and art you could possibly need. You just need people to buy.
Yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity for people to get some fantastic art, maybe at an amazing price, you know.
Who knows?
Because you never know, you know, people donated. And we have one work which has got a reserve, the only one with a reserve as such, of $3,000. So there's some serious artwork in there.
Yeah,
you know?
People are really contributing.
One thing that I just need to add is that although we have a really good relationship with the old school, because, you know, the films have been there and we have some of the action that we have done, it happened there and it's been really good. We are really surprised that they are taking 30% of the sales.
Yeah.
You know? Like a normal gallery will do, you know, and to me it was a total surprise, you know, because I thought that they would have a policy for non-profit, for charitable, but no, apparently we talked to them or send emails and the committee decided to charge 30% as if we were on for business, you know.
Mm.
We paying the rent, you know. They are getting money in the bar, you know. So, but still, we have to pay that 30%. So, not all the money will go to the medical association.
Okay, so people need to know. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah. To be
that's
clear.
The point. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Javier. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Hasta pronto.